I just saw an article from Metro UK that's trending on Twitter today. Half of women aged 30 don't have children for the first time since records began. 50.1% of women born in 1990 haven't had children by 30, according to ONS stats. In comparison, 57% of women born in 1970, 76% born in 1950, and 86% of women born in 1941 all had at least one child by the time that they turned 30. That is...
Just to be very clear, women don't give a damn about none of this that he's talking about. They'll let society just crash and burn. Long as they're getting attention from guys and having fun and getting drunk with their girlfriends and going on trips, they don't care if the human race ceased to exist. Just be clear.
That is...
Do you think men or women have it harder in dating?
Women, for sure.
Why?
For example, you spend 5 minutes getting ready for a date. I spend an hour, or it looks like I didn't try. And it's just way too much effort to invest. Men aren't worth that, no offense.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, she said no man is worth that. So why do you do it? Why do you continue to do it? That's what I ask you here. And those pants look pretty tight. Who do you want to look at your butt? Nobody? Or a hot guy? We all know the truth. She definitely believes that some guys are worth that. Usually top 10, 20%. She say that now, you know, at the ball game, but when she in the club, she be singing.
I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. I need a rough neck brother that can satisfy me.
But don't women enjoy putting makeup on?
No, I don't. I sweat it all off today. It was terrible.
Why do women wear makeup?
Because men have created the illusion and the, I guess, need for women to, for in society. This is terrible.
You are so dumb.
I'm not even drunk.
You are really dumb.
This is terrible.
For real.
This is awful. I'm terrible.
I'm just letting your thoughts come out. I like this.
I think y'all should interview them. All right, great. That was fun.
Y'all some unstable creatures. See, I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm gonna say unstable creatures. It's my new word for y'all.
I'm kind of torn because I would never encourage someone to stay somewhere where they're not happy. But this man said he was blindsided by the divorce. He never cheated and she still wanted to end the relationship. This man gave her 14 years of his life plus 2 kids and she wanted a divorce because she's not happy. You're going to go through rough patches. You're going to go through things in your life where you're not happy. I've been unhappy with my car. I still have it. I've been unhappy with my job. I still have it. I've even been unhappy with myself and my life. I've been depressed and I'm still here.
Yeah, but women are governed by their emotions. So it don't matter what legacy you built, how many kids you have, what the effect on the kids will be if the wife leaves. Look, they don't care. If their emotions telling them to hit the streets again, then that's what they're going to do because she not happy.
You're going to go through stuff. You got to work through those things. And this is why most men will not get married, because at any given time, all she got to do is be unhappy. And all those years and all those sacrifices you made is gone. It's a waste of time. And she can take half of your. And this is why most men rather just stay single and just hit every chick they can.
Time to talk about these passport boys and passport girls that want to go overseas thinking they can find love everywhere else.
I think that both passport crew men and passport crew women are insane. because the fact of the matter is, humans are humans. Let me do this. Human, there are bad white people, there are bad Asian people. Bad people are going to exist in every race. For men who desire, I'm from Queens, so I did a whole video on, am I submissive enough? You know, being a New York girl, I grew up fighting. I grew up way more quote unquote masculine and feminine energy because I didn't grow up in an environment that allowed that to thrive in me.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Look, I don't care how many years you've been fighting. I don't care what you've been through or anything. If you're masculine, I can't rock with you. If you can't be a feminine, loving, nurturing, caring woman, why would I want to be with you? See, women don't care why guys aren't what they want. If you're not what they want, they just keep it moving or use you, play you, kick you to the curb. They don't want to hear no sob story of why you not making six figures. She just gonna call you a dusty and a brokey. So fellas, keep the same energy for them if they not coming feminine, loving, and nurturing.
Because I had to survive. When the right man comes along, though, that automatically is activated. And I didn't know what it was until it happened.
You are so dumb.
When you have rest.
You are really dumb. For real.
She a stereotypical hood broad that's going to ruin your life. And everything she said was a
dead giveaway. Dead
Charles,
giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.